My guest at this time is the most recent addition to the U.S. House of Representatives, New York Republican Congressman Bob Turner, who won an upset special in New York's 9th Congressional District, the first Republican to hold that seat since the 1920s. And one of the key issues in that campaign was the Obama administration policy on Israel. Congressman Turner said it was unacceptable, and that is one of the reasons he was able to attract many votes in that district. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, and hello, Craig, and nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you with us. We certainly want to get your opinion now on the president's speech to the United Nations, and the issue that most people wanted to get his specific words on was the situation in the Middle East, especially with this push by the Palestinians for United Nations recognition of its statehood. The president going on a couple different tacks today. First of all, here's what he had to say about the U.S. position on Israeli security.
America's commitment to Israel's security is unshakable. Our friendship with Israel is deep and enduring. And so we believe that any lasting peace must acknowledge the very real security concerns that Israel faces every single day.
Congressman, the analysis of that is coming from a variety of directions. Some say he got the message from your congressional campaign and the results in that race. Others say that this has been the rhetorical policy all along, but the actions haven't necessarily matched up. Some say he's really turning over a new leaf. So how do you read it?
I certainly would hope there's a new attitude on the part of the president. I think the words were fine. Some things might have been missing. The president did not suggest any consequences if Mr. Abbas and the PA continue to pursue this, either to them or to the UN. I think you need to put a little teeth in his remarks, and it might have been better if he had suggested some course of action we would take.
What would you suggest that be? Some have suggested cutting off funding to the UN. Some have even gone as far as to say cutting off funding for any nations that support such a resolution. What do you believe would be the most effective?
I think those are very good starting points. And for us to fund policies that are antithetical to our interests and the Israelis, either through the UN or direct aid, is foolish.
Here's another clip from the speech, which folks on the more conservative side found a little bit troubling.
Each side has legitimate aspirations, and that's part of what makes peace so hard. And the deadlock will only be broken when each side learns to stand in the other's shoes.
Some say that's being even-handed. More conservative folks say that's a moral equivalence that doesn't exist in reality. How did you respond to that part of the speech?
The latter. In the PA's request or desire for statehood recognition, I think they could begin by taking that very same argument and recognizing the state of Israel, which they have really failed to do. Their request is not simply for statehood. It is not simply territory. There's more to it. There's a stable government. There's national integrity. There's law and respect for law. These things are all seriously missing. And I think it behooves the Palestinian Authority to begin getting their own house in order before they take this unilateral step.
In terms of how the folks in your district view this, why do they believe this push for Palestinian statehood is coming at this particular time, and what do they want to see the president do about it?
Well, I think they want to see this stopped, and they want to see a resolute president and State Department and Congress saying that we'll not stand idly by if this happens. There will be consequences, and we're going to have to take them.
One of the things we're hearing now, sir, is that it's probably unlikely that there will actually be a no vote from the General Assembly. So the backup strategy for the United States is to basically let it delay itself to death in the UN Security Council. Is that a strategy you endorse?
I think a quick and forceful veto of this would be in order. And I think diplomatically we ought to reach out to all those involved and say we take a very dim view of this. And if you are against us, this is some of the things that you may have to face.
I know you're new to the House of Representatives. I believe the chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee has introduced a bill to defund the UN if this Palestinian issue is actually approved. What can you tell us about traction that that's getting in the House? How much support is building for that idea if it comes to that?
Well, I would very much support that position, and I think we'll hear a little more about that later today.
What else have you been focused on since you came to Washington? I know it's been a whirlwind week and a half for you, so well, what else has been going on?
My main focus right now is to get a office together and provide the constituent services that are so needed and have been ignored for a few months during this campaign. So that's occupying most of my time, and I hope we'll have that resolved within another week and a half. So.
Last question before we let you go, sir, on a different topic. But in addition to the Israel issue, the economy was a major issue in your campaign as well. The first thing that pretty much got thrown at you was the president's jobs plan and his plan for funding that through tax increases on the wealthy and corporations and so forth. Your reaction to that?
There are a lot of concrete things we can do, but political rhetoric and slogans are just not going to help. Let's take the politics out of his speech and get to some of the practical things we can do on both sides of the aisle. There are some real things we can do and better get to, and we better put the politics aside for a little while.
Real quick, what are some of those ideas that you'd like to see advanced?
Well, the small business tax cuts, I think, were a big help, which the president proposed. Some of the other things are problematic, but they're a starting point for negotiations, and I think we ought to begin this with a good and better tone, less politics, more let's get the work done.
Well, Congressman, good luck getting situated. We'll look forward to see how you address some of these key issues as they come to the House. Thanks for
Thank you very much. Okay,
bye, Greg. That's brand new Congressman Bob Turner, representing New York's 9th Congressional District, just won a special election for that seat last week, a seat held by Democrats since the early 1920s. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.